There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Corny?
Good evening and welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, along with me as always, my co-host, Tim Dennis, and our lovely and affable, she's now affable, Tim, do you feel good about that?
No, she's not taking my affable spot.
She's affable. Our affable and lovely assistant, young Ashley, is here. So she will be helping us as the show goes and hopefully looking up questions for us while you're watching in the live chat. And for those of you new to this whole deal, if you go to our website at darknessradio.com/listen, not only can you listen to us live there, but you can also join in on the live chat and ask questions of the guests that we have on. Then you can, interact with us any way that you'd like. You can also shoot emails to tim@darknessradio.com so that you can pass your questions on. Tim and I are in the chat room, so if you want, you just PM us a private message question. We'll try to get it on the air for you this evening. Want to thank everybody, man. We had a wonderful time out at the Stanley event. It was so fun. Had a great trip out there, back-to-back trip. We did two of them. And an unbelievable amount of evidence that we were able to accumulate. We had two shows out there actually filming, one for the CMT channel that looks like it's going to be interesting. And then, of course, our documentary film crew was there filming and picking up amazing evidence. So hopefully within about 12 weeks, we'll have that available on DVD so you can actually buy it and see some of the speakers. You'll be able to see the evidence that was able to be collected during the event and so on. You can keep checking our website at darknessradio.com. We are working on a few new trips, and I'll be making an announcement about that at the top of the second hour, so you're going to want to stick with us. I will say that we're going to be going back to the Stanley probably in November, and we've got a whole new lineup, a whole new program that we're going to be putting into effect. We're also working on a really cool event that's going to be taking place in August. We'll be mentioning that after the kickoff of the second hour. Again, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in with us this evening. We've got some really interesting guests. You know, Tim, I was introduced to this gentleman, and we've gotten an email, as we often do, from our guests that, tell us about different books, different speakers, different things that are going on out there in the paranormal world. And this gentleman came to me, and it's funny because Tim and I have been watching the movie The Secret, and talking about the law of attraction and changing your life and making a positive impact. And it's funny because, so many times, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, we speak to the experts on our show, and they talk about how everything is energy. We're all connected in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And, by putting things out there and having it come back, karmic law, cyclical law, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's pretty interesting that all of this is in play, and we've actually seen it work in our own lives. Well, our guest this evening, Knighton Warbeck, is a consultant. He's also a scientific advisor to elite businessmen. Yeah, he's an author, a public speaker, a teacher. He's a spiritual scientist and an engineer of safety systems for companies whose employees work in hazardous environments. His expertise, though, is in the field of universal law, namely cyclic law, the law of attraction, as we were just mentioning, the law of existence, and their practical applications in all areas of life. He was apprenticed under an elite retired New York City corporation lawyer for 3 years, whose family actually owned law firms. Primary client base consisted of, I guess, Fortune 500 companies. So with this and with the popularity of The Secret going on, we wanted to invite our guest on the show this evening. So if we could all give a little bit of time here and a round of cyber applause for our first guest, Mr. Knighton Warbeck. Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much for joining us here. I appreciate having you on the show with us.
Thanks for having me.
You have an amazing story, amazing abilities that you've been working on, and abilities makes it sound like you're an X-Men or something. Mutant factor. And all it is really you've just figured out how to tap into what's always been there, right?
Yes, Yes, that is correct. And what has always been there is something called cyclic law, as you mentioned
cyclic
earlier.
Cyclic law. Okay, sorry, I wanted to call it cyclical law, and I knew that wasn't it.
Sure, that's fine as well. Basically what it is that life is governed by a very strict set of rules and principles, such as the law of attraction, as mentioned in this fantastic movie called The Secret, something that's sweeping the globe.
Right.
It seems to be thousands and thousands of people are coming online every day. All these teachers have been on Oprah, The Ellen Show, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And cyclic law is basically a law, and it says that time is governed by laws. Basically, history repeats. And as long as you have a point of reference, what we call a birth date, we can then map out or forecast certain destined events in your life. There's actually two systems that I use. One is for the masses, for general people and events, and then the other one is personalized and tailored. So the first one is something I call the science of time, which is basically cyclic law, as was taught to me by one of my mentors. I've had many mentors in my lifetime, so I've been very fortunate to come across somewhat hidden or secretive or quote-unquote occult knowledge over my entire lifetime, and it certainly hasn't stopped. I'm going to have more. And this lawyer, I became friends with him, and we became more like brothers, I guess. He's twice my age, yet he wanted somebody to pass his knowledge and information on to, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time for the right reason. But I had attracted that because this is something that I have taken a huge amount of interest in, and things that are hidden and things that are secret. So with these time cycles, basically things don't happen to you unless the cycle says the time is right for you to do something. And this includes moving your business or moving your house, getting a divorce, starting a new relationship, whatever. You must always consult first back to the cycle to see what cycle you're in. And how I can describe this is that there's a very specific time during the year for someone to plant their crops. And that time, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world or what the climate is, it's always spring. Spring is the time to plant crops. Now, we can go ahead and plant crops in the wintertime. Here in Canada, it gets down to where I'm at, minus 30 or minus 40 Celsius, which is about the same Fahrenheit. And you can plant in that time period in the frozen ground, but your crops will not grow. You will not have a harvest. Now, that's not to say that you will have a successful and bountiful harvest if you plant your crops in the spring. But if you do it in the spring, you have a thousand-fold chance better of a harvest versus planting them in the winter.
Oh, okay, but so basically what it is it almost like the song says, right? To every season, you know, there that's when you plant, this is when you reap, this is when you sow, right? So
exactly.
It's if you're doing it in the wrong time, some of the kernels may take root, but you're yield is not going to be strong. It's not going to be what you were looking for. So the best way to tap into these markets is by finding when in nature and in your life these laws are in effect so that you can pounce on them and take more advantage of them, right?
That is exactly right.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people who use this law of attraction and they follow it up like this movie has just scratched the surface. So then they purchase the books and so forth and they're still not getting the results they want. And I say that cyclic law comes first. I mean, the law of attraction is always there. But if you don't initiate things in the proper periods or in the proper time cycles, then things aren't going to grow to your favor. Mm-hmm. So you must always go back to the cycle first. And even if you did something, even if you wanted something and visualized as this movie says, but you find that, you know, it's not happening tomorrow or next week, check your cycles again. It may take a full year for this to happen.
Well, now you did a reading for, not a reading, but I mean, you did a, what's the word I'm looking for here?
A forecast or a short report.
Right, you did a forecast for me. Now, couldn't this also have a placebo effect? I mean, by you telling me that from October 1st to November 22nd is the best time to do this, this, and this.
Right.
Then me, okay, well, I'm going to make sure that I take advantage of this, this, and this during that time frame. Might it just work because you've planted that seed for me that this is the best time to work? How do we know that this, you know, I mean, what mathematics, what are you using that's giving you this information? Because it almost looks, and pardon me, I certainly don't mean this in any derogatory light, but it almost looks like a horoscope type thing the way it came out.
Right.
So, I mean, you understand what I'm saying with that, you know?
Yes, I do.
So where do we get that? I mean, is it just from the stars, the great mathematic equation in the sky? I mean, where is this coming from that we know what it is? Okay.
Yeah, I would say that. This science, and it's called a science because it can be proven over and over again,
mm-hmm.
dates back to this time and era of a place called Atlantis.
Sure.
And there is a very secretive order called the Order of the Magi, and these are the same three wise men who went to visit baby Jesus. And this organization has kept this science secret for roughly 23,000 years, perhaps older. And it's a very specific set of mathematical principles and formulas that account for this thing called cycles. Now, you would ask that, is this a placebo effect? And I say absolutely not.
Okay.
We could tell you things. I could make, I guess I could give you advice as to when to do things, but you could go ahead and try that. But it won't really happen, it won't happen until you're actually in that time period. So it's not a matter of a horoscope where it's very generalized and you open the paper and say, well, you know, today you are really good with people. This is something that's very real and very true. And I can sit here and tell you this because after 7 years and roughly 11,000 hours of study and discovery and application, that through all my experiences is that it all comes down to timing. And I would go so far as to say that if I had somebody with no experience who wanted to run a business and didn't have a lot of schooling or education, that if we sat down and carefully mapped out when and who and why and all the times that they would accomplish the results they want, not because it's something I've told them, but because they are working with the natural highs and lows and flows of the universe or Mother Nature. Again, I go back to the example of planting your crops in the right season. So, you know, I could sit down with you and just go over a few things in this very brief reading, and I could tell you things that do apply to you and don't apply to you. So I could use somebody else's birth date and somebody else's forecast, and you would say, no, that's not going on, no, that's not going mm-hmm. on. But if I were to tell you exactly what's happening now according to your birthday, you would say, yeah, I can see that, I can feel it, I'm experiencing it. And this is who's involved because this science names people by birth date as well.
Now, do you also do, I know you didn't ask me for time of birth. I know that comes in with numerology. But can you even get more concise if you have a time of birth as well?
No.
Okay.
No, it's quite interesting because the time and the place of birth are totally irrelevant. I usually ask when I sit down and do a serious consultation is that, are you born within 1 hour of midnight? Because this system uses true solar time versus observed time. So then I have to use an astrological type of a formula where I can figure out where you were born, when you were born, to see that the doctor who looked at the observed time, you know, he may have brought you into the world. And your true solar time, true birth time, could be actually 11:58, even though the observed time could be 12:09
right.
or 12:35. So then you would be one influence and not another influence. But usually, when I just tell them about their birth date, they'll say, "Yeah, that's me. That sounds about right." And if it doesn't, then I have to go back and look at that. You know. When were you born, and what's your location? But other than that, it's really just the birth date, which makes this whole science just really incredible.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, this is interesting to me as we're talking about, you know, when you plant the wheat and when you can, you know, reap it. Now, reading your forecast for me, say it was like October 1st to my birthday, November 22nd would be the best time for me to move forward in business. Money will come easy at that time, blah, 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 blah. Now... Yeah. But can I still be, because a lot of my business is future, you know, like if we release a trip, which we're going to do for a November event, okay?
Okay.
If I release a November trip that's going to be coming out, but I do it now, I mean, that is going to financially make me, you know, successful now, even though it's something that's in there. But is it because I'm planting it in that time frame that it's working to be positive and more powerful at that moment? Does that make sense?
Yeah, can you rephrase the question? Let me see.
Okay, you say if I do this between this date and this date, this is when I'm going to have the most impact and make the most amount of money for whatever I do.
Okay.
Okay, but here it is in April, and I'm planting the seed for one of my trips now.
That we
go on with our listeners. So because I'm planting the seed in a future time, because it's going to take place in November, does then that mean that that is going to be a more successful event for me because it falls into that time frame that you said things would be more successful and create more money for me? Or because I'm planting it early, it won't? I mean, how would that be? How is that something I would look at?
What I say is that the earlier the better. If you can plan something 6 months or 1 year in advance, great. That's certainly better than 1 week or 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
But if we see that you have a goal of X, and we see that coming up in November or January or whenever, that the potential for that goal of X is possible, then I would say that it doesn't matter if you plan 6 months or a year, but obviously future planning is the best. What I'm trying to say is that thing will take place when it says that thing will take place. You can, I'm trying to find the words here. So if we were to go ahead and plan a date now for your thing in November, yeah, that's a really good question. You kind of got me stumped on that, but
sorry. Well, that's what I was curious, because yeah. I mean, I'm planning it during the time you said would be the most fruitful time for me to do something successful, but
okay.
I'm doing it now, so it's almost like I'm working in the future on you already, Knight. And you see how that works?
Yeah, okay.
I'm time traveling here. I don't want to throw you on that, but I mean, you know, basically that's what I'm just trying to get to. This, you said that history repeats itself.
Yes,
can
it
we
does.
Using this law? Can we break the chains that of history and how they've worked against us in the past and
yes,
the things that we've done. So we can. So even though it repeats itself, we do have the opportunity to throw the switch and put the train on a different track.
Yes, that is exactly true. And I've formed a company back in the fall that deals with safety with companies, with people who work in hazardous environments. And what is really, really fascinating about this is that we can break the chain. And what I mean by this is that when you don't have awareness to cyclic law or the other universal laws, you are kind of like a victim of the Matrix. We've all seen these Matrix series of movies.
Right.
Is that we are like on autopilot. We don't really know what's coming down the tracks. We're sort of living day to day. So when something shows up, we're either horribly shocked by it or pleasantly surprised. So there is a high side and a low side, or a positive and a negative to every scenario, every event. And by becoming aware, we can choose the result of this opportunity. I always say that opportunities are fixed, but the result is not. So let's say, for example, that you had an opportunity coming up in November or December, whenever, and it looks to be somewhat of a negative. Let's say there's a possibility of some type of an ending in your work or your career. Now, without any forewarning to this, when this event takes place, we can be shocked and say, oh my God, I've lost my job, I've lost this, I've lost that, the whole thing is a total disaster. When you have awareness, you actually step outside of the Matrix and you say, I'm going to turn this ending into a graduation or a completion. I'm going to start writing my own destiny. I'm going to be the master of my fate versus being a victim of my destiny. And that's exactly what I've done, what I've engineered with the safety system, is that through many years and thousands of hours of trial and error and discovery and so forth, I see that anybody at any time that has had some type of an illness, a sickness, an injury, a death, an accident, whatever, the same markers show up in the same positions in the, you know, weekly, daily, monthly, whatever. And by having awareness to this pre-written script called your life, which is what these cycles show, is this basically this, your life is kind of like a script or a movie, is that you can actually do something to alter this reality of of this very strong potential of you getting hurt or injured or sick or whatever. And actually, I've seen it to the point where it is pretty darn near 100% accurate. Mm. So by being aware that there is this tremendous potential for injury, you cannot work, you can stay home, or I can have you pushing a broom, or some other type of activity where you are now in a low-risk environment. So this is how we can do life, as you say, by choosing a different track, is by simply being aware of this and having a different action. So once again, the opportunity is fixed. The opportunity for you this morning is the potential for a serious accident, injury, or death. We've seen it based off past results and history. History is going to repeat, but we're going to take you out of this position so that maybe all you get is just a sore finger or a sprained ankle or even a headache versus, you know, losing an arm or getting a concussion or even being killed. Mm. So this is what I've engineered. And when you look at anybody who's been shot, the Pope being shot, or we had this Major League Baseball player who crashed his airplane into this building in New York a few months ago.
Right.
They all, and Reagan getting shot, they all have the same markers every single time. So we sort of use the past to form the future.
Well, we have to take a quick break. We'll be back. I appreciate you being here, sharing your time with us this evening. And I thank all of you for tuning in with us this evening. If you have questions, again, you can email them into tim@darknessradio.com. And if you want, you can also join us live in our live chat and talk to us there. Our guest is Knighton Warbeck. We'll be back with more right after this.
Once you have seen Dave and Tim in the light, you'll understand why we must return to the darkness on the edge of town. Stay tuned. There is more to come.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. Or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit supernaturalnews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
Bigfoot, Nessie, Ogopogo, Yeti, Chupacabra. Please stop calling these guys names. Dave and Tim have feelings, you know.
Back to the lock with ye, Nessie.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This is a brand new live show. We thank you very much for tuning in with us, and our guest is Knighton Warbeck. If you're interested in getting more information on what Knighton does and how he can help you, check out the website warbecksystems.com. That's W-A-R-B-E-C-K systems.com. Or you can just click on Knighton's picture right on our webpage, and it'll take you directly to his website. Knighton, I'd like to welcome you back into the show. You know, I had a couple of interesting questions that were posed to me during the commercial break. First off, so does this mean then that everybody that was born on November 22nd, 1967 is going through the exact same thing I'm going through and setting themselves up for the same possible relationship pluses or failures or business pluses or failures? Are we all locked in a certain time warp, all of us born on the same day?
Yes, to a certain extent you are. Again, there's an opportunity there, and how you approach the opportunity or deal with it will give you the result. Everybody who's born on a certain date will experience very similar things. Now, you can have twins, a brother and a sister who are twins, and born at, you know, within 1 or 2 minutes, and they will, through their lifetime, they will have similar traits of personality. be good with people, lousy with money, be very dreamy, very intelligent, what have you. But their lives can be expressed a little bit differently as we go along, because there are many factors making up the karma, for lack of a better term, or script for birth date. And there could be 70 or 80 different influences, and each one can be accessed by the individual a little bit different. But the bottom line is that if you are born on a certain birth date, you do have a very basic set of patterns that you live your life by. And then as every year you progress, if you're going to have endings, say age 32, you do have endings of some sort in regards to your work or your career or your lifestyle, these endings could be maybe the passing of a loved one, losing two or three or four jobs, getting ripped off, and so forth. The bottom line is that it would be an ending, or it could be graduation or a completion. How that graduation, ending, or completion is expressed can be different for us all, but there is a basic set of principles that are behind our existence. Does that answer your question?
Somewhat. So if Tim, Ashley, and I were all born on the exact same day in 1967, mm-hmm. I see this, the loss of my job as a plus, as, well, thank God I'm finally done with a job I hate. Now I'm on to find something better. Tim could look at it as though, oh, crap, my life is over. What am I going to do now? Blah, 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 right? And Ashley could be looking at it as, all right, well, this is done. This really sucks. Now what am I going to do? And how, you know, focus on it. So, I mean, we could all be in the same position. It's just how each one of us adapts to the situation that separates us?
Yes, that is right. And just like the law of attraction and the secret states, it really comes down to our attitude. And our attitude can be shaped over the events that we go through during our life. Now, because you are of the same birth date, you would tend to have a very similar attitude. But that specific ending in that point of time can be influenced by other external factors based off how your attitude is. So this can help us to see it as something positive or something negative. But the bottom line is that if there's going to be an ending in your cycles and in your time periods, then there will be.
Okay, this is Tim, by the way. Going back to what you were saying about, like, say, a potential injury, and let's tie this in with people having the same birth date. Let's tie it into death.
Okay.
Let's use Dave's scenario. The three of us here in the studio are all born on the same day. Are we all destined to die around the same day, or is it one of those things where we can change our factors and not?
Well, it all depends on what you're doing. If you're sitting at home watching TV doing somewhat of a low-risk activity, then no, your chances of dying are very, very low. If you were to take an automobile trip, work in some hazardous environment, then yes, your potentials do go up very high. But then we have to ask you.
But if all three of us are blind to this, we're not talking to Knight and Warbeck. We didn't get our reading done through you with the forecast for the future. Right. Tim sets out from his house at 10 a.m. I set out from my house at 10 a.m. Ashley sets out from her house at 10 a.m. We're all going to work, three different places, three different paths, all going to do our job and say we're all shopkeepers at a grocery store.
Yes.
And we're not aware of this. We're not aware of the cyclical law and that this is imposing. Does it mean then we all share around the same risk of dying? Or... Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm having a problem. I understand what Tim's question is then yeah. Pretty much we're all doomed on the same day. That just seems kind of far-fetched.
Okay. It's not that you are all going to die on that same day. It's just that there is a potential, there is a risk of death. Now, that we need to ask each one of you, what does death mean to you? So when we looked at the last space shuttle disaster, when all of the astronauts had died, we saw that quite a few of them... you know, had different birth dates, obviously, but they all perished on that same day. So when we looked at their influences for that day or for that time of year, many of them had something that said that they are taking a trip. Now, what does death mean to them? Maybe a trip means going to the other side. Perhaps a trip.
What about 9/11 and all the thousands of people that were killed in the tower attacks and in the Pentagon? I mean, those were people that... There had to be thousands of different birthdays involved in there, All right, I guess there's not that many. Well, yeah, I guess still thousands. Yeah, there's thousands of, I meant of birthdays. There can't be thousands of birthdays, but there can be. I was thinking you could only have 350 birthdays, but there's different years for everybody. Yeah. So what, they just all were psychically screwed that morning? They just were in the wrong place at the wrong time? How does that, I mean, this is where, you know, and understand, this isn't an attack on you, Knight, and we're trying to understand how these laws work and how they come into effect. And the problem that it comes into is, you know, I'm hearing is, well, you know, there's a potential. Well, there's a potential in everyday activities for us to die. You know, Tim, I could be a bungee jumper, an insane skydiver, and Tim could be running after the ice cream truck, slip and hit his head on a fire, you know, plug and die.
How do you know I've almost done that?
I've been with you for 20 years, pal. But you know what I mean? What are the risk factors? I mean, the risk factors are I should have been the one to go, but he slipped trying to get to an ice cream truck. You know, meanwhile, Ashley is hopped up on heroin at home, but she's doing fine. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell her, Mom.
Right. But I mean, so you know, the risk factors are there in everyday life. How does that affect when we're going to, you know, I don't know. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it.
Sure. Okay. I will answer that by saying that I don't have all the answers. All this universal law, this is a very complex subject, very, very deep. I can tell you my experiences with it. And as far as death goes, again, there are potentials for somebody to have a serious accident or an injury. Now, if you're all the same birthdays and you're all doing the same type of activity, all three of you may die, one of you may die, none of you may die. What I can tell you is that a lot of what I'm talking about points to there are potentials more than other days. Now, all the thousands of people who lost their lives at 9/11,
right?
Death means different things to different people. Now, we can look and see that yes, if I had all, I don't know, was it 2,500 birth dates, I could pull up the vast majority for the year, for the week, and even for the day that they would have those very same markers, and there's about 6 or 8 of them in certain positions, that probably within 90 or 95% accuracy that I could show you that. If you're skydiving and you don't have any potential for injury on that day, then you will have a safe flight, I guess, for lack of a better term. Same as if you were to climb Mount Everest.
You know what this almost sounds like? Do you remember that episode of The Twilight Zone with William Shatner when he's sitting in the little black and white cafe with his girlfriend and there's that little fortune-telling machine? And he keeps plugging in a penny and, you know, the fortune comes out and it's like, don't leave. And he's like, oh, why not? You know, and through this whole thing, he just keeps getting more and more paranoid. If we can grab life by the balls and make it what it is, you know, if I know that I have a good potential for dying today, but that means that I take an extra few minutes to go over all of my equipment before I do my skydiving, and I know that everything is where it should be. Are you saying that the laws of cyclical nature will just screw up my parachute anyway? Or because I took that extra time to verify to make sure, I've now taken myself out of the cyclical loop?
Exactly. And the common factors of death is because when you look at it at a deeper level, it's because we are very daydreamy and we are not paying attention. That's what I say to companies that, you know, have people working in these hazardous environments, is that we need to set up something so that they know ahead of time that look, you're a bit spaced out. We're going to have the other 3 or 4 guys on your crew kind of look out for you. There are other influences that say there is a potential for accident or injury through betrayal. And betrayal means that by putting your trust in somebody else, that they packed your parachute right or all your rigs are okay and so forth. So basically it's saying trust no one. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be anal about your life and so forth, that you must refer to your cycle every single day, every single minute and so forth. No. What I'm saying is that if you're going to do something very dangerous, such as jump out of an airplane or climb Mount Everest, it might be a good idea to see where you're at so that you can make sure that all of your stuff is prepared and that you are mentally okay. Therefore, that potential for death or accident can be averted. So it's like you actually pull yourself out of the matrix, which is taking yourself off autopilot, and now you being in control. So now you're in control of your life, and you're writing your own script, and some architect isn't mapping your whole life out for you.
Well, what kind of interests me about this? Now, first of all, I had you do a forecast, and I will say that your forecast was very accurate about my personality. Okay. And about a lot of things that are going on in my life currently. So that, to me, is intriguing.
Okay.
And I know that I didn't give you much time, so it's not like you were doing research on the Dave for the last, 6 months so that you knew all
yeah.
of this in and out
That's
on
right.
me. So it was a quick little in and out, and bam, you had this thing done for me. So, I mean, I'm interested in that aspect of the things. We know that some of this stuff, Reagan and Nancy Reagan used to speak to an astrologer to try to figure out what were the best days to do this, that. And he admittedly had one of the most popular reigns as president in just about any generation.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he did the things on the days that were supposedly best. And, you can't beat success. Do you have people that end up using your service and this law as a crutch where they do start to panic and they've got to check out, do I eat Raisin Bran this morning or Wheat Chex? Does it get that bad where you get people
yeah.
that need that kind
does.
Of assistance?
And unfortunately, it does. And I don't know what to tell these people. Just, quite often, their birth date, they're ones that live in fear to begin with, or they have very strong codependency. They want somebody to do all the answers and all of the actions. And I just say, look, you're in charge here. I don't care what anybody says. Nothing that I say is meant to limit you in any way, shape, or form. You're here to live your life as you see fit. Go ahead and do what you want to do. I will not sit here and babysit you for your entire life, for you to make decisions on a minute or hourly basis. And there are others who just take this information and run with it. Some people are set up naturally, have a naturally good script or naturally good birth date for business. Some are very good with athletics, some are very intelligent, and some are not so much. So those who are not so much feel that, they need to use this on an ongoing basis, almost getting anal about it. And I'm saying, just relax.
But that's kind of where the secret and what you do are two totally different deals. Because the secret is what you throw out there, and with intention, you can bring attraction. Like attracts like. So if I'm positive and I know this radio show is going to take off, we're going to be competing with Coast to Coast within a year. And I'm confident of these things. I feel them. I know them. I visualize them. However, your forecast says I'd be better off washing cars. Isn't that then in contrast with what the law of attraction and what cyclical law is? Because if according to what you're saying, I can take some steps to get out of there. It's just going to be a hell of a lot harder. But the secret, the whole gist of the secret is belief. And understanding and visualization of what you want your reality to be to make it happen. This almost seems more limiting, as in, this is life. This is cyclical. It's going to repeat itself over and over. You're kind of a slave to this life. This is when it's going to be best to do this. This is when it's going to be best to do that. So you can make the best of it by looking at what you should do when you're here and there. But... Where does the competition end between these two laws? That I don't want to be the best darn car washer in the world. I want to be the top paranormal radio host, and
right,
that's what
right.
I'm focused on. Do you follow
right.
my question on that?
Yes, I do. And I would never tell you that you're better off doing something else.
Okay.
The really important thing that we haven't talked about is the context. What is the context of the reading or the consultation? So the context is, okay, you want to be this top radio host. So within your script of your birth date, you have natural things already. As your birth date, you also share the same influence as Arnold Schwarzenegger. So you naturally have a tremendous ability to charm. Very good speaker, charm, charisma, good emotional strength, very good dealing with people. Very, very compassionate, make sacrifices for others and so forth. Now, if you had it in your idea or had it in your head that you have this idea that you want to do X, Y, and Z, which has become this top radio host. I would say, great. Okay, visualize it, do everything the secret does, and now let's check your cycles to see when this law of attraction will actually show up and the results will happen for you. For you to take that first step, when is the opportunity for you to, you know, start something, get your resume in? Because if the cycles, if the cycles don't show that there is this great potential for you to start something in a certain time in your life, or take this business trip, which would allow you to get your foot in the door, then there's a very strong chance that it's not going to happen for you. So
did I just trip into this 2 years ago when I wasn't aware of these laws, but I was so focused on getting a radio show and things opened up and the law of attraction was there because that's where my focus was. I just happened to trip into my own cyclical law as well, that it just so happened that that was the time in my life when it was best for me to try something like this?
Often it does happen like that. So
does that mean then, do you think that on a psychic level, we are already in tune with our cyclical law, and that's why some of us choose and make the decisions that we do, because we're already kind of aware of them, so...
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And some people have better natural timing than others.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are better in business than others. Some people are better in certain areas than others. And from my research, I've seen that that comes down to just, as you said, natural psychic timing, getting a feel for things, and so forth.
Sure. Well, you know what? Look, we got to take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll finish up. We have some of your questions I'd like to get to as well.
Okay.
You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest is Knighton Warbeck. Whether you believe or understand what he's saying or not, it's interesting. It's certainly thought-provoking, especially with things like The Secret being spoken about so highly now. We'll be back to discuss more and take your questions right after this.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Mi amo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está el yay?
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
George Clooney, Carmen Diaz, Oprah, Ellen, George Bush, Diane Pelosi.
What are you doing?
I'm making a list of people I want to tell about charity checks.
Do you know any of those people?
No, but if I can get to them... They might want to tell the public how cool it is to use giving certificates as presents instead of gift certificates.
Giving certificates?
Yeah, you know. They can be used as a donation to any legitimate charity. So the person who gives a charity check gets the tax deduction, and the person who gets one decides where the money goes.
Why don't you just tell people directly about charity checks yourself?
Like anyone would listen to me.
www.charitychecks.us for information about the perfect present.
Well, no, they're not going to listen to you like that. But if you just said that Charity Checks provides a unique way to turn your gift money into giving money, they might pay attention.
Catchy.
Then you just casually say the web address, charitychecks.us, America's Giving Certificates.
I still think a celebrity endorsement would be more effective.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd...
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
When Dave was a young boy, he once awoke to find himself staring directly into the eyes of a shadow person. Turns out it was just his life-size cardboard cutout of Donny Osmond.
Go away and go. Go away and go.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for joining us here this evening. I appreciate that you spend your Sunday nights with us. And if you're not listening to us live, thank you very much for checking out our show and the downloads. You can download our show usually within a day or two of the time it airs. And if you don't, you can email Tim at Darkness Radio and tell him to get the shows on the site so that you can download them.
I'm a busy man.
I know you
are. I'm running a game, baby.
That's right. Real recognizes real, nephew. All right. We're going to get back into the show topic this evening. Our guest is Knighton Warbeck. And Knighton, we've going through some of the questions that we've gotten in here. Now, let me ask this with you: when you do these readings, you've basically attributed everything to playing cards, correct?
Yes.
So that people have a visual to look at.
Yes.
All right. What is the science of the cards? Where does this come? You know, where does this info come from, and why haven't we heard about the science before?
I just touched upon that earlier, is that this is a science that dates back, according to this order called the Order of the Magi, the three wise men who visited baby Jesus of the biblical fame. It dates back to Atlantis about 23,000 years ago. Now, why has it become a secret until this time?
Right.
The first information was released to the public in 1894. And it's sort of been in quiet underground circles up until about 20 years ago, where my teacher, his name is Robert Camp, had actually made this available to the mass public through books and so forth. I think if this information had come out 200 years ago, the information may have been lost. Everybody would have been burned at the stake, and it would have been cast aside as something of the devil. But now I think the consciousness is ready for it. People are opening up as we see this great movie called The Secret. Coming into light at this time is that it seems that people are more open to it. They're ready for it. They're ready to see that, you know, life is not so random and that things are set up very carefully. There's mathematical laws and principles behind most things in life. It's always been around. It's just been a select few have sort of kept it, to themselves.
If this is, you know, I mean, it sounds like it's coming from a higher power, from a god or whatever, if the gift, you know, if the Magi had this gift, why do you feel that, you know, if this was such a powerful word, why hasn't the church helped spread it? I mean, it seems like it's a positive message. You know, why wouldn't the church, why wouldn't the Magi, why wouldn't this be something that's shared more?
I don't even know if the church is even aware of this. There are so few people out there who have this knowledge and use this. You know, I don't know if this organization really feels the need to prove this, or whether they're just letting it spread naturally versus going ahead and talking to Rome and so forth. I can't really answer that.
Well,
I think, you know, there's a time for everything,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps just now is the time versus it wasn't time 1,000 years ago or even 50 years ago.
So cyclic laws, now it's in itself. So it's now best time to expose itself as well, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay. I don't know how to answer that any other way.
All right. So, you know, one of the questions that you pose, too, is the science of time and science of the cards are classified as universal laws, like the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Does this have a connection with the end times?
I think it does. If we look at just more specifically this movie called The Secret,
mm-hmm.
This information, law of attraction, which is basically using your mind and visualizing and holding something you want, this is something that Christ or all of the great prophets that walked the earth taught. I'll just use Christ as the example. You know, he taught this. Basically, you reap what you sow. What you think about today, you actually create tomorrow by the circumstances and the people you draw to you. So when they say that, you know, Christ is coming roughly in the year 2000, and then when you look at the Mayan calendar saying that everything as we know, life as we know, it's going to end come 2012.
Right.
I believe that Christ returning is this consciousness, which is this basic law he taught of law of attraction. And basically what it's stating is that you don't need anybody but yourself. You have all of the power by what you think about and what you hold in your mind is true. You have all the power. So life is, and then we see this this tremendous movie production going around the world, like sweeping the globe. I mean, this is incredible stuff. So now it's putting the power back into the people's hands. You know, it was the age of Pisces when Christ had walked the earth, which is everybody, you know, save me, do it for me. Now we're moving into this age called Aquarius, which is, no, I want to do it by myself. I don't want anybody's help. I don't want you to save me. I want to do it. So as we come into this age, into this cycle, into this period, now we're having this law emerge on a mass global scale, showing people how to do it themselves, how to have all of the power and look, I don't need you. I'm going to do it here. All I need are my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, life as we know it's going to end in 2012, or it could be 2020, who knows? And it's because...
But isn't that open for interpretation as well? Life as we know it will end. That doesn't mean that the world's going to blow up. It just means that maybe then we've come into a global consciousness, and we now understand the cyclical law, the laws of attraction, the law of peace and harmony, and now begins a new era.
That's right.
Right.
A new era of thinking. And, of course, when you look around you, everything was once an invention. Microphone you're talking into, the phone I'm talking into, the computer I'm looking, everything was once an invention, and it came from somebody's mind. So when you change the thinking on a mass global scale, you change the physical results.
Let me ask you if I can, and I'm not trying to get too personal, but I have a question here that kind of begs it from one of our listeners, Shay Queen Geek off of the boards. She wants to know what it is that made it real for you, what made it click, and I'm kind of curious with this with yourself. You're able to do this. Are you sitting on high? Are you, you know, do you have the mansion? Are you a millionaire? Are you
in that
position? And why aren't you? What's holding you from hitting that level?
Well, there is, and these are things I don't like to discuss. There is money, there is mansion, there is, sure. But what really did it for me was that after I had my 3-year apprenticeship with this elite New York City corporation lawyer, it was funny, we came to an end in a rather horrible way, and all I saw was it was a time for the ending to learn and me to go out on my own. 2 weeks later, a man, a stranger, kind of another mentor, dropped this book in my lap and said, "What's your birthday?" And I'm like, "Oh, June 8th, 1972. He says, "Have a look at this." And I read it, and my jaw hit the floor. It told me just about everything about myself. What was taking place in my life? I was on my way to Washington State to give my first public speaking seminar for a weekend. It talked about going to a foreign country, travel to a foreign country, making money from two different sources, all these things. And I sat there just totally amazed. And after this gentleman had left, he left about a half an hour later, I was utterly speechless for 36 hours. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. And after that 36 hours, you know, it's like something incredible happens. You see a ghost, you see a UFO, and you just don't know how to explain your inner excitement. And after that 36 hours, I decided that I would devote my life to this information, knowing that, you know, how can this be? This is so incredible. I've got to learn more, and I have. I have devoted 7 years and over 11,000 hours of my life. I've made this my profession. This is my path. Just the whole thing kind of clicked for me. And I work with others to get self-discovery. There is a healing side to this. It's going into your blueprint and changing your attitude and your thoughts, which immediately change your health. There's business aspects of this, which is something that I just find really fascinating. There's so many avenues. Now I've really gotten into the safety, so again, that's more into the health side. That's what did it for me, was this guy just dropped this thing in my lap and said, "What's your birthday?" And from there, I was hooked.
All right. You've got a pretty unique perspective on all this. What kind of advice, we've got about a minute and a half left, what kind of advice can you offer to our listeners so that they can make a change in their life now?
The most important thing that you could ever, ever do is work on yourself. Work on yourself. Get awareness. Learn who you are. You can only change your external world by changing the inside of you, your internal state. This happens with health, this happens with money, prosperity, the whole thing. There may be travesties happening in Africa, there could be wars in the Middle East, there could be murder by injection, I mean, name it, you know, we're poisoned and so forth. Work on yourself, don't focus on the other things. The only thing that's important is what you hold in your mind. Your thoughts are so important. Just work on you. You can't even begin to change the rest of the world until you change yourself.
It's very similar to an old saying. What is it? Inch by inch, everything's a cinch. Yard by yard, everything's hard. Take control of what's in your life.
Right.
Set that right, and then have the faith that that will then start a chain reaction that could make a change in life.
Yeah, and I'll just give you one piece of advice that was given to me when I was 21 by my first spiritual teacher. Her name was Kathleen Knox. After about 6 or 8 months of time spent with her showing me things about life and opening my eyes originally, she said, you know, Knighton, she said, the only one you need is you. And that's the advice that I give to your listeners. The only one you need is you.
Well, Knighton, I want to thank you very much for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, if you're interested in getting a forecast, you can check out his website at warbecksystems.com. Give him an email there. Contact him through his website at Warbeck, W-A-R-B-E-C-K, systems.com. And thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to be back after the top of the hour break. We're going to be back with our next guest, Charles Mattingly, the owner of Waverly Hills Sanitarium. We also have Chad and Adrian from Terra Normal joining us later on in the show to talk about their experiences there as well. Thanks again for tuning in. Stick with us. We'll be back with more right after this.